This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Father, I pray in the name of Jesus as I deliver this word for you, that you would anoint it, that you would change lives because of your word. And as always, Father, I give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, it's so wonderful to be in the presence of Almighty God. To hear the words that he has inspired his servants to bring through the Holy Scriptures. And today we're looking at the Holy Spirit's word through Paul the Apostle, as he writes to the church in Rome. This is Romans, the 8th chapter. And we're looking at verse 7 today, but I'm going to look back at verse 6. Paul says this: "So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. But letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. For the sinful nature is always hostile to God. It never did obey God's law and never will." You know, when we live our lives and we sin not knowingly, or even when we sin and we know that we are sinning, we know the attitude, for instance, that we have towards someone is completely wrong, but we keep that attitude rolling because we want to, because that's what we've decided to do. Don't you think God understands that? But what God waits for is for you to recognize it and turn back to him and say, "Lord, that was so wrong. I'm so sorry." And by saying sorry, you do something to rectify that problem. Do you see what I'm trying to say here? Other times we sin and we need to ask for forgiveness. We need to keep a short account. And if we do that, that's how God, through his Holy Spirit, can then start to change the way we think. But by letting God, by letting the Spirit control your mind, leads to life and peace. Beloved, this is what I have found in my life. If I'm not feeling peaceful, if I'm not feeling loving, then I know this: somewhere I've gone wrong. If there's no peace in my life right now, if I'm not feeling love in my life right now, if there is no joy in my life right now, then I've got to say, "Lord, where is it? What did I do?" And what I did, I humbly apologize for. because this is all about humility. This is all about getting before Almighty God and noticing that I'm not always right. That you're not always right. It becomes something that bears out arrogance. If we're constantly saying, I know I'm right, so I'm not going to move from this position because I'm right, I'm absolutely right. What that leads to, if you're voicing this to another person, is conflict. And in conflict, there can't be peace. So if you're arguing with someone because you are so sure that you are right, yeah, okay, maybe you are right. But what's the point of sitting on your puffed up cloud, looking down on that person and saying, I know I'm right. You're completely wrong. So tough beans. By doing that, that's arrogance. That's not peaceful. That's not love. That's not humbling. It's all the things that we shouldn't be. Humble yourselves before the Lord. Humble yourselves before the Lord, says our scripture. Lord, we collectively stand before you now, and we humble ourselves before you. Father, take all the arrogance. Lord God, take all the anger. Take all the bitterness that is caused because we haven't forgiven. Lord, oftentimes we think we've forgiven. Oftentimes we said, yeah, okay, I forgive that person. With my will, I forgive them. Yeah, they're forgiven. But actually, deep down in my heart, guess what? I don't forgive at all because they hurt me so badly. I'm not going to stand for it. No way am I releasing them into forgiveness. Our subconscious tells us. But that's not what the Holy Spirit is telling us. The Holy Spirit is saying, humble yourselves before the Lord. The Holy Spirit is saying to us, let your sinful nature be controlled by the Holy Spirit. Let your sinful nature, yes, that's actually right. Let your sinful nature be controlled by the Holy Spirit, because it will go from being a sinful nature into the way God wants us to be. He will be controlling our mind, our body, our thoughts, our heart. He will be controlling everything. If you look back, or forward in fact, to Romans the 12th chapter and verse 2, Paul is saying in this particular chapter, but let God change the way you think. Say it after me. But let God change the way I think. Say it again. But let God change the way I think. For verse 7, in Romans the 8th chapter says this, for the sinful nature is always hostile to God. It never did obey God's laws and never will. Therefore, if we are being sinful and we have a sinful nature, we have to be an enemy of Almighty God. It's hostile to God. Hostile is part of being in conflict. So therefore, we are in conflict with God. No, we're not, says you. I can hear you saying it. But if you are sinning constantly, you are being hostile to God. It's clear. For the sinful nature is always, say always, always hostile to God. It never did obey God's laws and never will. That's why those, says verse 8, who are still under the control of their sinful nature, watch, can never please God. You know what? When I was a kid, I can remember oftentimes, I loved my father so much that all I wanted to do was please him. All I wanted to do was find ways of making him proud of me. That's what I wanted to do. And even when I grew up, it was the same. I remember I was at church one day and my father traveled up from Cornwall to see me in this particular performance I was doing in the church. And I was going to read some scripture dramatically because at the time I was an actor. And I just wanted my father to be so proud. And there he was sitting in the audience, in the congregation, and I was there about to read the Word of God and read it dramatically. It was going to be amazing. And he was going to say, "Oh my word, David, that was amazing." And I said this particular word, and I can't remember to the day what the word was, but I said a particular word and I pronounced it wrong. I just pronounced it wrong, and I fell to pieces. And at the end of the service, my father said to me, told me the word, and said, "How'd you pronounce that?" That's what he picked up on. That's what he'd heard. So I hadn't pleased him, and I was devastated. And beloved, when I don't please Almighty God, when I know that Almighty God is ashamed of me, I am devastated. Let God change the way you think. Let God instill in you the purpose for your life. Let God inspire you through His Word. Let God take control. I'm going to pray now. And all you need to do is say yes and amen. That's it. Heavenly Father, change the way we think. Take control of our lives. Take control of the sin in our lives. Teach us, Lord. Teach us to turn to you in all times. Your word says very clearly, pray about everything. Don't worry about anything. Pray about everything, says Philippians, the 4th chapter and verse 6. Lord, instill in us a pure heart. Lord, keep us close to you. And we give you permission to change the way we think. And to confirm it, Lord, all we need to say is those words, yes and amen. So I say yes and amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.